I have been out of the thing. We recorded. No, yeah.
Yeah, so for everybody, hello and welcome to our topic of the day.
Ba-da-bum. Ooh.
Yes, it's our topic of the day.
All right, so the topic of the day, once again, we are talking about the little lazy Gen Zs. That's what I call them.
Gen Zs and their work ethic. And
Lazy.
remind everybody who the Gen Zers are for the folks who are just logging in with us right now.
Say shout out to my daughter all the way in Texas who logged on because she is really ready to hear this because her brother is going to be on the show. So she.
That's right. Her brother's on the show today talking about Gen Zs. And since we don't even come close to the Gen Z mindset and thinking, we're really curious to know, what these Gen Zers are thinking and what their work ethics are and how they feel about it today. Because we know we could tell you, us Gen, what are we again, Reese? We're the Gen Xers.
Gen Xers. Yeah.
Yes. So we can tell you from our work experience, how we feel about the work ethic, how we feel about the workplace, and what's of interest to us. But we're specifically talking about Gen Z today, and we're just giving a few people some time to join. But we're going to start now because we have some important guests on the line.
I see. Welcome, guest, Mr. Tyler. Tyler,
Hi,
it's
Tyler.
Tyler. Hi, Tyler.
Hi. Hi. So, Tyler, thank you for joining us today. Reese, we have Vontae coming on too, right?
He's coming on, but he's coming on later.
Okay. So, we have Tyler right now. Tyler, we're talking about Gen X's, and I know you fall within the Gen X age range. And I know right now you are in college, so you're not out completely yet. So I would love to get your take on Gen Xers. How do you feel about the workplace right now? What's your work like when you're done with college? What are your work expectations? But before we do that, Tyler, and before I get your thoughts on that, I want to read something really quickly, right? That I saw on foxbusiness.com. So Ted Jenkins is a CEO of Oxygen Financial in Atlanta. And he told Fox News Digital that the issue isn't with Gen Z's work ethic, but really with their expectations of the workplace, right? So that's the issue, is really with their expectations. It's not their work ethic, right? Which I really, I'm so curious. I really want to get into this. So Gen Z's, right? Saying that Gen Z expects higher pay for fewer hours worked, and they expect more paid time off. So Gen X workers, they don't feel that they need to work after 5 p.m. to earn a higher income. And so really today it seems like kids that are coming out of college are being told that they or they're under the impression that they're being told the impression or they're being told that they should be making 75K to 100K a year for their salary with their college degrees.
Right. Well,
Right? So, want to leave it there for now, just to start everybody off on the right footing of what we're trying to talk about today. So, Tyler, I don't know what you've heard or what you've been told. Have you been told anything close to what I just said in terms of the salary, and what are your work expectations when you finally get out to get a job?
honestly, I definitely agree. There's a lot of people who in Gen Z, I can definitely speak for maybe half. I can't speak for the other half. There's definitely a half of Gen Z that would much rather work less and make more. I've gotten that conversation with my dad before. I was recently in a job experience working at TJ Maxx for a little bit, and it was a similar experience. I was younger at the time, and I felt like, I wanted to, work less and get paid more. So I definitely agree with that.
You wanted to work less and get paid more. So what did your dad say?
He was mostly saying to, give the job a chance, allow yourself to grow in your role, and once you do that, then you'll be able to have this opportunity to make more and to really, get an exp like an expansion on what you're doing as like your job wise. So,
Did you stay in that job?
nah, I did not. I didn't,
Because
honestly.
they weren't paying enough.
It was that, but it's also a couple other things. And it was actually, it's funny because and it kind of goes into another topic about Gen Z, and aside from money, it's a lot about the environment as well. It's the work environment. I've often find myself talking to my parents, and I want to find a job, and that's why I'm in college, to find a job, but a job specifically that I'll be able to enjoy. Because I think the one thing about Gen Z is that we have like a different outlook on the future. There's like this, we all have this idea that, you're only given a certain amount of time on to work before you have to retire. In that time frame, do you want to be happy while doing what you want, or do you want to hate it the entire time? So I think because we've had this expansion of like, self-worth in a way, we view jobs a little bit like, construed, like a little bit misconstruedly, but differently, a little differently than other generations.
Oh, we have another Gen Z right next to me.
Oh.
Say hi to the people.
Hello.
Hello. So who's this Gen Z?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get a proper introduction of who this Gen Z is that we're chatting with now.
Okay, so this Gen Z is related to me, okay? And his name is Mr. Dimitri Darlington. Talk up
Hey, Dimitri.
in the mic. What? Hello, hello. Hello, how's everything going?
Good. Well, welcome. Thanks for joining us. So we're chatting with Tyler and you today, both of you Gen Zs, about how do you feel about the workplace right now from the Gen Z perspective. So tell us, okay, Dimitri, how do you feel about what Tyler said just now? I don't know if you heard, but do you agree with the fact of you Gen Zs are expecting more money for less work, really? What type of expectations do you have when you're looking for a job?
Of course I would want a better pay for the same amount of work.
Reese, put the mic a little closer to Dimitri, please.
Of course I would want the same pay worth of my the work that I'm doing. But as of like in general, I feel like the Gen Z like world and thoughts of like less work, more money, it's just 'cause like how society is built today. Like we could go on the internet and people is making money on the internet, just a few clicks of a button. And people just want to be like that. Like, it's not like that. It's not like how it was back then where you have to actually put in the pain and actually have to do it. You could just really like make money oversleep, like laying in your bed, like nowadays. So now I get why people feed into the less work, more money. But me personally, I would want the money to be the same worth as my work. But just in general, as the Gen Z, I could see how like less work, more money, the argument is.
Yeah, right. I wish I could just lay in my bed and make money. Maybe I need a Gen Z to teach me. Right? Right, Reese? Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
That would be nice. I want to know how to just lay in my bed and make money. But you know, it's funny because I think that's just something, Dimitri, and I could be wrong here, but I think that's something that it's not 100% true. They make you feel that you can lay in your bed and make the money, right? But what they don't show you on camera is how much work they're actually putting in behind the scenes. It's funny because we were in the mall, you know, with a bunch of our kids, and many of them are Gen Zs. We just had a huge family outing recently, and we saw this YouTuber in the mall rolling around on the stuff, and he had a videographer guy who's filming, and he's just being goofy and just doing all kinds of stuff to get viewership. So there's a lot of behind the scenes work that they put in that they pretend, and then you just see the videos and them acting goofy and they're acting like, oh, it's so easy to make videos. But no, they have to pay videographers, they have to scout locations, they have to get out of their beds and go to these places to actually put in the work. And then they have to do all of this editing. And I mean, I'm not saying that they can't hire people to do the editing, but they do put some work into this. Tyler also mentioned, and I really love what he said about the fact that it's not just the money, right? It's also the work environment that has to be right. In our days, right, Reese, we work till we drop. It doesn't matter what the environment is, we go to work and we work, even if we hate it, right, Miss Reese? But now the Gen Zers are saying, yeah, the environment has to be right. You know, if I don't feel good about this, then peace out.
Let's be honest, Dimitri. Tell them the main reason why you personally don't want to work a 9 to 5. Tell them first.
Oh, okay. Let's get the tea.
9 to 5 thing. I just don't feel like I want to work under the, I can say it, like under that man, like under that person telling us what to do and this and that. I just feel like I could be now, like again, in today's world, in today's society, I feel like it's way more easier to be your own entrepreneur. So why stress to be under somebody else when you can easily just work on your own craft and put in the same amount of work you was gonna do in a 9 to 5, you could just put it into your own business.
I hear you. So, Reese, did you ask your mama, Dimitri, about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
Did you ask your mama about how much work goes into being an entrepreneur?
First, before that, tell them what you told me. Mom, I have a dream. Like, I don't have a dream too. But
Yes, I want to hear this. What's your dream?
my dream, me, I just want to be a good influencer. Like, I just want to make people's day, like make videos and just make people laugh. And I don't know, I just want to be a good entertainer, a good influencer. But I do YouTube and I have a clothing brand. I want to be a clothing brand owner. Like, I want to take off my clothing brand. So that's that. And I do other stuff on the side, but mainly I just want to be a entertainer and an influencer.
Ah, wow, that is a real Gen Z mentality, Reese.
Exactly.
Girl.
Hold on, stick a pin. We actually have someone that's gonna call in. Another Gen Zer. Hayden. Hayden is gonna call in.
Oh, wow. So
Hayden.
let's hear for, so we have a bunch of Gen Z folks today. I am loving it because this is what companies are actually listening to today. Because listen, us, unfortunately, the older folks, we're on our way out of the workforce. And I hate to sound like I am so old, like I got a foot in the grave, which is not what I'm saying. But the Gen Zers are the ones who are doing the work today and are in the workforce. So companies are really taking notice of what they want and what they're looking for in the workplace. So I love hearing this. Kaden.
You don't have him yet, so he's gonna
Ah, we don't have him as yet.
in yet. So Tyler, you oh Tyler's mute. He's oh so Tyler, what do you, I know you agree with what Demetri said, right?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely wanted to do when talking about being an influencer, I wanted to be an influencer too as a kid because a lot of the people on YouTube that would be famous, a lot of those people were influencers. They were like some of the first people to really start. So it had me thinking, oh, I want to do that. I want to just, make YouTube videos all day and be able to make money because I really don't have to go anywhere to really do it. I can do it right from my house.
That is so true. That's so true. People making videos from their homes. But Tyler, you know that there's a whole lot of behind the scenes that go into that too.
Oh yeah, I know for sure. Yeah, going on doing being like a person who records YouTube and being an influencer and things like that, a lot of it requires editing. But I think the interesting thing about like Gen Z is the fact that as long as we're our own boss and we have a good work environment, we're okay with doing some work. As long as it means that we're working on our terms.
Ah, you hit the nail on the head. You're working on your terms. See, that's the huge difference. Reese, I remember I was in a particular job at one time. I was so stressed out with the environment I was working in. But at the time, we dealt with it, right? We just dealt with it. And we say, okay, we hope it gets better, or we just go look for another job eventually. But there was no such thing as, oh, working on our terms. So I love that Tyler just said that. And that brings me to a point about the ethics of the Gen Z population. They're looking for work on their own terms, they're looking for more diversity. Less workload, right? Because Dimitri just said that too. He wants to be able to work from his bed videos. Am I wrong, Dimitri?
I said,
Yeah, that's what he want to do. Lay in his bed and
don't listen to her. But yeah, I still want to put in the amount of work. Like I just don't want to literally sit down on my butt and make money. But I still want to put in the amount of work. But I feel as if that the work that we put in today, for our jobs is not the same as back in the day.
in the day.
Like, 'cause it was more physical back
Yes,
then.
that's true.
Everything was more physical back then. Now it's just everything. Not everything is virtual, but virtuality d does play a part in making money today. So
That's so true. And Tyler also just mentioned that he left his last job because he wasn't quite happy about the whole surroundings or the conditions of the job. And according to Fox Business that I mentioned before, approximately three quarters of these younger folks in this Gen Z population, they say they would actually switch their jobs for better work-life balance.
okay, so right now we have Caden on the line. Hi, Caden, how are you? Yeah, so I another Gen Z. So what is your take on this?
Okay, so I'm sorry, where's my kind of versus feeding back?
Huh?
I'm here, I'm okay with no feedback.
Yeah, I'm hearing him.
Okay, so I got the idea to make this comment when I heard the title so just now. I agree with the whole learning to like the amount of work that you do. I can understand both that and the work that you do. But if there's one point that I'm bringing up, it's the fact that the world isn't exactly been late for you. So as you're working, you have a certain amount of money that equates to the work. The rest of the world might not equate to that amount of money. So people do more trying to make more money. And the Gen Z is trying to like smart whatever you want to do, if they're doing fashion, influencing, something like that. They have multiple things in place today. Yes, they're working in a certain way. But as more time passes and the prices keep going up, they have to work less. And they'll keep making a lot of money. They're working.
Okay. In other words, y'all, it comes right back down to save money, less work. No matter how.
It's like work smarter and not harder, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. So we appreciate that, Caden. But at the end of the day, Gen Z's just want make money and work less.
Yes.
Yes.
That's basically that's the goal.
If you make more money and work less, you'll have more time to actually live.
Oh, that's what that young lady was saying in the video. She doesn't have time. She doesn't have time to go out and, all of that. So
Right. She was literally crying tears, saying that she had to travel to her job and she has no time to do anything because she has to get off at 5 o'clock. She has to travel home and then she gets home and this and that. And she was crying. She doesn't have any time for herself.
so I mean they could not Gen Z's could not work how we what about us who have two three jobs? Listen, I had two jobs and still found time to have a life.
Yes.
Don't know how to manage their time. It's all about managing your time.
It's like when you get that money from that work, you realize you got the check, but you haven't done anything else in the meantime but work and city. That's not living. What am I looking for if I can't do anything with my unlocks and payment stuff? That's not life. It's time.
That's how, well, I don't look at it that way because we have people in our generations work. Oh, Lord. You see, people in our generation work and we have time to vacation. And that's why they have vacation days, personal days.
So we used to call that like planning or
Yeah.
time management, right? So we would plan out our vacations like a year in advance. At the beginning of the year, okay, which holiday is coming up, blah, blah, blah. Let's schedule our time. But now with Gen Zers, what they're doing is they want what they call the weekend starts at Thursday because they want to be the weekend starts at Thursday. They don't want to be working Friday. And they want Mondays off so that they can already start their weekend on Friday. And that's my understanding from everything that I've been seeing. Any of you Gen Zers, how do you feel about that? Do you want to work on the weekends or when does your weekend start in your minds?
I mean, for me, I can say that. I mean, I'm not working yet. Like, I'm not currently in work. But as far as class is considered, I don't like going to class on Fridays. I'm
See?
not, I hate it. Hate going to class. I currently have a Friday class and it's pretty bad. But yeah, I would rather not, honestly. And, but as far as work is considered, I think the reason why a lot of it, and just something I was thinking about as I was listening, is that I feel like when we were like much younger, we kind of got to see how, the work environment kind of evolved over time. And eventually we started seeing that like jobs and things don't really like care as much, like care about you as a worker. I think that's the one like important part that I feel like the other generations kind of like don't really see. I feel like older generations that are bosses and stuff don't really care about their employees that much. So, and it was funny because I was thinking about when I quit my job at TJ Maxx. My dad told me, or my mom told me, are you going to put in your 2 week, letter, saying I'm going to go somewhere else? And I was like, no, I'm not. And the reason why is because they wouldn't do that if they fired me. They wouldn't give me 2 weeks.
I have to agree with you on that because I say that all the, even though you don't want to burn your bridges, you make a good point, Tyler, because I always tell people when they're going to fire you, they don't say, oh, we're going to fire you, Tyler, in 2 weeks. So prepare for, that's a good point there. But at the same time, you don't want to burn your bridges because you never know if you're actually going to need them again. That's the
Oh yeah,
only.
of course.
But you make a good point. They don't give us a heads up when they're going to fire them.
Right. But see, that's the whole new thinking of the Gen Zs, with the, what do you say, Gen Xers and stuff would be putting in at least a 2 week notice for leaving or a month. And the Gen Zs are just like, I'm out. I'm not telling them I'm leaving. I'm done. See, for those of you in Radioland who cannot see Dimitri right now, he just gave the peace sign. See, that's what he did. So basically, that's how they feel about this. And I want to tell you that actually companies are taking note. And I know your mom, we're not going to talk about everything that your mom does, Tyler, but she's in the industry, like with human resources and stuff. So her job is to really pay attention to this stuff. And I know one of the things that she always talks about also is diversity and equity and all of that stuff in the workplace, correct? Would
Oh
you
yeah,
say
I
that?
learned a lot about. Oh no, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You know
Oh,
my question.
yeah, I would say that when it comes to diversity, I think that that's the one thing that they've has kind of gotten better over time. My mom definitely knows a lot about that. She used to do HR for a little bit, so a lot of like looking for jobs, how to get hired, building your resume. Those are things that I learned when I was younger. I've had her to guide me on that.
Yeah, right. So those are just some of the ethics that the Gen Zers, like Dimitri, like Caden, like Tyler, are talking about. And I hope that the folks who are in companies who are hiring are taking note of this because they will drop and run in the blink of an eye. And Dimitri is laughing.
Oh yeah.
Why does he think it's so funny? Give your 2 weeks notice.
Why are you laughing, Dimitri? Why are you laughing? Tell us.
Raise you well.
No, it's the way you're wording it. Like they will be afraid. But I feel
Not
like
wrong
nowadays.
though. I actually just got one for my job, so I'm negotiating.
I'm having trouble hearing Caden. Say that again, Caden.
I actually just got off, so I'm gonna go like sound and eat and
Because we really want you to have a life, you know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for chiming in and giving us your opinion, and hope you come on the show.
Absolutely. I love getting my 2 cents.
If it's 2 minutes, too much of your time, Kate.
Bye. Thank you.
No, what was I saying? What was I saying? I feel as if it's like that to it's because like the running away situation, like the jobs, I feel like it's like that today because I feel like our options is just open. Like it's so many. I feel like it's so many jobs we could just I could go on my phone right now and just put in a whole lot of applications in and just pray for the best. Somebody gonna accept it. So it's like, why would I stress about being at this job? I'm already young. I'm already a Gen Z. You're already categorizing me as a Gen Z. Why would I stress like I'm an older person? Well, not. I'm already young. I don't need to be doing all this stressing and nothing like that. So,
Wow.
why not just go and leave and find another better opportunity?
Yeah.
Right,
Yeah, I agree.
Tyler?
Absolutely. Gen Z, we know our self-worth. We know like, how much we're worth. It's you have to know what you know, of course. But once you know what no, there's like who wouldn't pick you up? If someone doesn't want you, then someone else does.
Let me ask you something, Tyler. You see, you're going to college, right? What are you going to school for?
I'm studying computer science, like computer science, fintech, that type of thing.
Okay.
So sorry, this stupid thing keeps on
So
coming on.
after you graduate, no, you have to be, you're not, you don't want to work a 9 to 5.
No, I definitely do. I would definitely work a 9 to 5 because the whole idea, I chose computer science because I really am interested in coding. That's something I've been doing for a long time, even back when I was in like the fifth, fourth grade. So I feel like I'm okay with working a 9 to 5, depending on what it is. I wouldn't work a 9 to 5 doing anything. Like if you try to stick me in like a McDonald's or like, some type of fast food chain, no, I'm not doing that. But I will definitely work, something that I've been working pretty much my entire life to go and do.
That's worth it.
So would you, both of you, Tyler, Dimitri, would you, I think I already know what Dimitri's gonna say, but I'm gonna ask the question anyway. I'm sorry.
He is losing, okay? So
What's that, Reese?
And he is Reese's dad, so
I see him laughing already, so I know what he's gonna say. And for those of you in Radioland, I'm seeing him because we're doing this on Zoom, which, by the way, for if you're wondering, we're gonna post this conversation later on the YouTube, so you can go check it out for yourself when you have time. But so would you, the question is, would you, Tyler, Dimitri, would you prefer to work late hours, like from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m., or working a 9-to-5?
I'm more, okay, so I've been in the, I worked both, like early and late and mid, like I did all three. So I'd rather, me personally, I used to do the afternoon, like the later shifts, but because I could sleep in. But I'd rather do the early shift so I can have the rest of my day off.
I agree.
Interesting.
I definitely agree. Yeah, working the 9-to-5, that's okay with me. I wouldn't work like 6 to like midnight because I feel like, you know, once I'm off work, who's awake? No one. So it's like
okay. The whole world is asleep, huh?
Mm-hmm. I would much rather work a 9-to-5 because then after 5 o'clock, you know, if assuming I'm working in like a city, everybody's still up, everybody's still moving around. I can hang out, make plans with some friends. You know, I'm allowed to do that after work is over.
Right. You know, it's true because the founder, the CEO that I mentioned before, Bradley Sherman, I want to give him credit. He did say that it's just that Gen Zers, and I'm listening to the both of you talk, and even though you're in different industries, basically your thinking is very, very similar in terms of your work ethic, what you're looking for. One thing I must say I love about you, Gen Zs, you know your worth, and you won't settle for less than what you know that you are worth. And I think that's amazing. You know, because the older, you know, generations, etc., we knew what we were worth. But sometimes we would sit because we didn't want to lose our jobs. You know, we're like, oh, we don't want to offend the boss. We don't want to get them mad. But I had to laugh because both of y'all were like, stop, drop, and roll out, baby. Peace.
Like when Tyler said, no, I'm not giving them 2 weeks. I'm not like, you know, I would be like, oh my God, okay, so I have bills to pay. You know, I got to make sure. Tyler is like, peace nope. out.
Tyler's like, and I'm not telling them anything.
Yeah.
Well, I will say though, I did say something. I didn't put in my 2 weeks notice for sure. I didn't like the job, but the people, to Miss Reese's point, they were nice people. So I did tell them in advance that I was going to be leaving, but I told them the day of. I didn't give them notice, but I did tell them.
Right.
But I didn't put in a notice. Like, I didn't stay after. Once I told them, I was gone. That was the last time you're seeing me. But
so, you know. like the article says, is not that you have a work ethic problem. It's just you know what you want, and you're looking for certain conditions. And if those conditions are not met, right, Dimitri? Then you're like,
mm-hmm. Yep. I can illustrate that. When I worked at TJ Maxx for a little bit, I worked during high school. There was a couple of conditions that immediately made the job unattractive to me. One of them was the uniform policy. Now, I'm okay with wearing uniforms because, you know, I think every generation really, but I think it's leaning more towards us. We're very expressive with how we dress. There's a lot of different varieties of people out there that dress in a lot of different ways. But the one thing I don't like when it comes to a uniform policy is being free and open to do whichever you want dressing wise, but keeping it under a certain like restriction. So what I had to do as a guy, I had to wear a button up, like not like a button up, but I had to wear a polo. I don't have a lot of polos in my closet. So it's not a lot of different outfits I can show up to work in, assuming I'm working 5 days. So like over some time, I started like, you know, loosening up a little bit with the uniform policy. And I did get in trouble for that. I showed up to work after school. I had rushed over there wearing a hoodie and I got in trouble. You're not supposed to wear stuff with graphics. So I was like, well, that kind of stinks because I'm like, you know, I'm rushing over here and I get in trouble for wearing a hoodie. Like, and it's a hoodie I bought from here.
Once again, we think they are entitled.
Yes. Go ahead, Reese. Please. That's a very good point you're making, and I'm glad you're bringing that up.
That's the whole thing. They feel that we are supposed to be rallying around them and wearing a hood. That's, we would not even dream of wearing a
hoodie. So why would you want to wear a hoodie, Tyler, if that wasn't a part of the dress code uniform for the business?
I didn't want to wear the hoodie. I just wanted to rush there to get there on time. I had a fear that I was going to, they were going to like discipline me for not showing up at all. So I kind of had to weigh my options there, either not show up or show up indecently. I picked the second option because I really had to rush there. So, I mean, I definitely didn't want to wear the hoodie.
And you felt that since you did that, they should recognize the effort that you made.
No, not necessarily. But I do think that I did make a trade-off there. I couldn't, with the time that I had, I'm walking everywhere. I ended up walking to work. I couldn't make it to my house back, like, in time. And I left my uniform, quote-unquote, my polo and stuff at home. So I couldn't, like, I had to rush right to work. And I did get in trouble for that. So I was like, this kind of stinks. It's putting like a bracket around like you can wear whatever you want, but you got to keep it in this category. And I was like, okay, well, can I really wear whatever I want? I don't know.
You know, so, it's, oh, Tyler, thank you so much, you and Dimitri, for actually being candid about this right now, because, you know, I did read that the Gen Zs also, Reese, are like the first generation who would really be candid with their bosses about their problems. Would you guys talk to your bosses? And I want to hear both of your takes on it. Would you talk to your boss to tell them what problems you're having? Let's say, I don't know, Tyler, would you have told them that they're too restrictive, or would you have told them that, you know, their policies are a little too restrictive, or you feel stressed out, or if it's too much physical or mental stress on a particular, you know, about a particular job or responsibility or something? How do you guys feel about that? Would you express that to your boss?
Negative. Negative.
Oh, wait, he wouldn't?
I'm quickly here to work with you guys. I am not friends. So I'm just in and out.
So you wouldn't tell them what problems you're having? You would just leave?
Within, like, the work?
Yeah.
If there's any problems within work, that of course I'm going to tell them, but as long as
can we share? Because this one here, I'm putting it out there because can you share with them when you had your first job and they were telling you about teamwork, when they were asking you to help your other co-worker?
It wasn't my first job.
It wasn't your first job, sorry, but tell the people.
It was just like a little incident that I was supposed to, so long story short, I was prepping for this breakfast company, and my department, I used to cut up food because I was a prep. I was a food prep. And sometimes on the weekends, I would help the dishwasher guy, because I told him on my previous job, I used to do dishwashing so I could give a hand. It was just this one particular day where I already had my day set. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try to get off at this time, try to do this, that. And just know it was a busy Saturday, and the dishwasher guy that they just hired was his first day on a Saturday. And I got done with my work early. They told me I could go, but they told me to hold on. I couldn't go. I had to help the new dishwasher, right? So when I looked over the wall and I seen the dishwasher, what he was going through, I didn't want to be a part of that. I did not want to be a part of that. I'm so sorry. I know I told you guys I could give a hand whenever you guys need, but I'm so sorry, sir. Like, I already had my days planned. I already had my day set. I cannot. It was reckless. The dish pitch was, it was awful. I could not do it.
So what did you do?
I left. I tried to come back because,
But Dimitri, how did you leave? Tell me. Did you stop, drop, and roll? Or did you leave?
I already finished what I already had to do for the morning. So what they were telling me to do didn't really pertain to me. It was really volunteering. Like they were really asking me
it wasn't a part of your responsibility.
Yeah, because I already took care of what I really had to take care of. I already cleaned up my station. I already did all that. They asked for the help. I said, I'm so sorry. I can't do it. It was just this one time. It's not like I didn't do it. It's not like they keep asking me and I say no. It was just this one time. They said,
Wait, so it was one time that they asked you, and that one time was enough for you to leave?
Not, yeah, because I was leaving. I was on my way out already, and they asked me. I told them no, so I left. Then the next working, I kind of come back, and they told me I was gone. They told me I was gone.
I mean, in his defense, they're not paying him to wash dishes. That's the biggest point.
Teamwork.
I understand.
Look, oh my goodness.
Not about. Knowing if it's teamwork, I understand it's teamwork.
Oh, they got me crying tears right now.
Boy, it's not about like teamwork and nothing like that. I just couldn't do it. I wasn't available that day. I'm so sorry.
And you weren't gonna make no changes for that.
I have no time to adjust to your time.
I don't even blame
you. Mean you couldn't have made a phone call and said, I'm running late today because I have this extra job to do or something. You couldn't have done that.
Yeah, they was paying me minimum anyways. That
they weren't paying you enough for you to change your schedule.
They wouldn't even pay me for real to work for real. So I don't even.
That wasn't in the job description.
Wasn't in the job description. Oh my goodness.
So like, I already matured and learned about the job description because I used to be like that. Oh, if it's not in my job description, I'm not doing it. But then I learned over time. The company and the job is going to like you more once you step out of your comfort zone and do what's not in your job description. That's what I did learn now. But before that, I'm not, if it's not in my job description, I did not apply for this. So why am I doing it?
I feel the exact same way. I had a similar experience, actually, because of the fact that I worked at TJ Maxx. The reason, a big part of reason why I left is because I didn't get to do what I wanted to work there to do in the first place. So obviously, when you think of TJ Maxx working there, the first thing you think of is, oh, I'm going to be working as a cashier, right? I was doing restoration, which is basically a fancy way of saying I'm picking up the stuff that you guys leave in the middle of the store, right? So I had it. So like that would be cool if I was working like, you know, a simple section. Of course, they give me the men's section because, you know, I'm a guy and, you know, guys are messy. And they're leaving stuff all over the place, picking up a jacket. Oh, I like this jacket. And then putting it somewhere random that it shouldn't be. So they said, Tyler, your job is to pick up everything and put it back where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I just had a larger version of clean your room. So, I mean, I was working for a little bit, but it got boring because you're there for 5 hours just picking up hangers, putting hangers back to other spots and rinsing and repeating that till about 10 o'clock at night.
Like,
well, you know, that's the nature of the job. You know, that's just the nature of that job. But you guys had different jobs, but basically it's the same thinking that you both have. And that's what I wanted to get to. You know, the fact that you all feel the same way. It's like, if it's not in your job description, then you're not doing it. And you're not, you know, you're not going to stand for it. And that's the point that Reese and I, you know, you and I were talking about this. In our generation, there's no such thing. If your boss asks you to do something else, you better hop to it.
That's the point I was going to make. Listen, when they ask, I'm thinking about, okay, I got my bills to pay.
No matter how mad you are, because I know, and I'm sorry, I hopefully that wasn't too loud for the listeners, but I know there were so many days I was supposed to leave at 5 o'clock. And if my boss needed me to get something done before I leave for that day, there's no leaving at 5 o'clock. There is no, oh, that's not in my job description. I had to get that done, Dimitri.
I gotta go. Nah, I hear what you're saying, though. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. But yeah, it just all coming with maturing and stuff like that. Because like now, I understand that now. But a couple months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, I was out.
True.
Oh, you made me laugh. But
it's
you also know,
your circumstance. It's your circumstance as well. A lot of the people who are working today need to work, half the coworkers I had were older than me, like in their 50s, 60s, and they needed to work to put food on the table. I was just doing this to get a cool new like pair of sneakers. So yes. Like I don't have the same importance in this job as you do. So I can up and leave. You can't.
Yeah.
You have to put food on the table.
That is true. That's true. Because you guys are very, very young. Tyler, you're how old?
19.
And Dimitri?
20.
I'm sorry, what?
20.
Dimitri is 20. So we're talking to some very young Gen Zers right now. But they still fall within the realm of Gen Z. And I really wanted to get their take on what do they feel about work and the working industry and their ethics, because these young people are the ones, although let Dimitri tell it, it ain't gonna be him, honey, because he ain't going in the working industry. He gonna do his own thing. Okay? So these are the people that companies are recruiting or are waiting to hire. You know, these young folks that we're talking to today, because as soon as Tyler is done and out, he's going to be out in the workforce. And Dimitri, if he changes his mind from being an entrepreneur and changes his mind from his dream, because, you know, he got a dream.
Martin Luther King, I have a dream.
So, you know, there are a lot of other young people like yourselves who are heading out into the work world. And that's the thinking. You know, they have certain values that these companies have to uphold. And if you're recruiting them, this is what the companies need to know. So recruiters or hiring companies, pay attention, because this is what the Gen Zers are saying. They're complaining. They want these long vacation weekends, because if they want to take a vacation for the weekend, like a long weekend, they do not want to be working or studying or have school or work on Friday or on Monday.
Ooh, that's one thing I could say about me. I really don't care about the weekends, because me, you can ask this lady right here. I don't really go out and party like that. So I could work whenever day I want to work. It doesn't really matter to me. I just, whenever I want my free time, I just want my free time. And I feel like that's it for everybody. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cause your free time, you can use whatever you can use your free time to do whatever you want to do. You know, not necessarily to party, but like Tyler says, he doesn't want to go to class on Friday. He's like, he wants that for himself. He doesn't want to.
Honestly, we've seen how some of the adults, some of the people who are older than us, can get so sucked into work that it becomes your entire life. We don't want that to happen at all. Like, we've had cartoons and stuff where you picture an office building, everything is gray. Everybody's like looking at their laptop 24/7. Everyone's like on the brink of death. Like, why do we want that to be our lives? No.
Like, bringing into what you were saying, Miss Carol, before that, and my mom saying that back in the day, like, she had two, three jobs. And it's like, I got siblings and stuff. So it's like, we watching you grow up, breaking your back with 2-3 jobs, and you could barely make ends meet. Why would I want to be like that? Like, why would I want to follow your footsteps, 2-3 jobs, and listen to the boss, and da 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 da? I'm sorry. I'm breaking the chain. I'm breaking the chain.
So you know what? I love that you said that. And as I said, what more can I say? Because based on the articles that Reese and I have read and any of the videos and stuff that we've watched, this is the same complaint that all the Gen Zers have. And like I said, it's not because you all don't have any work ethic. It's just, it's different.
I don't feel like the work ethic changed. I mean, not changed, but it decreased or anything like that. I feel like it's still the same. It's just different. It's just in a different.
It's different.
Different lane.
It's
now.
Different. And you want to have your free time, like you said, to do whatever you want. And I get it.
Very true. If a company wants us to work, you gotta have to pay us to work. That's kind of how it is. It's not the other way around.
I understand. And
oh my god, it's like really Yeah, what was it? His sister, they're laughing and saying, thank you, mommy, for breaking your back to feed your children. Okay. And then my daughter's saying, he wanted us to be on Section 8, you know? So this,
what?
I feel like it's very controversial.
Exactly. I mean,
the argument could go either way. Like,
it's seeing where their head is. It's like, it's crazy.
Well, so you guys, honestly, you had me rolling. I was laughing so hard. It's a fresh take. My apologies. Hang on.
Oh, yes. Definitely love the energy that these two Gen Z brought to the show. Our first show back was like, yes. You know, I do. I Tyler, you're funny. You are really funny. Like, no, thank you so much for coming on. But
of course,
I guess Dimitri had a little reinforcement, you know. Because all I can hear him saying, mommy, I have a dream. We all have dreams, right?
Yes. yes. So I agree with you, Reese. We all have dreams, but we just wanted to touch on the topic today to just show people the difference between Gen X, Gen Z, how Gen Z feels about the workplace. And if you are, like I said, a hiring company, then
I hope there's no hiring company listening to this
listening
show
today.
See, Tyler,
because Dimitri, you will not be getting a job, my friend.
Exactly.
I'm cool with the job. Just fit what I need to do in the job description and we won't have no problem.
And just pay us to the level of how much we're working.
Nah, like,
there you go.
Like, why are they not paying us amount of like what we're working? That's why our youngest today is just leaving, up and leaving, because we are not getting paid. We are not getting paid.
Get paid enough to put in this 2 weeks notice.
Clock in for them 4, 5, 6, 7 hours and I'm busting a sweat for $11, $12. Like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
That's slavery.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you guys are young. Okay, and you say that now because you're young, but as you get older, you know, you will change the way you look at things, and as you get more responsibility, you know, that will change. I guarantee you it'll change, and then you'll be happy to work for that less money. As long as you have a job, then you know your bills are going to get paid. You know, you may not be happy with the job necessarily, but you'll be happy to have a job.
So my
and
son,
then you'll be.
I have a bill to match it.
Yes.
Wait until Dimitri goes out on his own and have to pay rent, light, car payment, insurance. Then let's touch back at that time.
And what?
Yes. Let's circle back with Dimitri and Tyler later on. And Tyler, we'll see if you're going to be like, I'm not giving this no 2 weeks notice. You don't pay me enough to get a 2 weeks notice.
The thing, I don't have
Let's
no
see problem. What you have to say then.
I don't have, this is the thing, I have no problem with working. Like, if I hit rock bottom, I have no problem with working. Like, working is never a problem with me. I just have to find a good, suitable job that I'm comfortable with for me to work.
Understood, my friend.
I would much rather be broke than work in unfavorable conditions.
I'm good. Not that's him. He's on his own. That's not me.
So favorable conditions are important to Tyler. And what is your rock bottom? What's your thing, Dimitri?
Rock bottom.
What
for
is
me?
Your must have?
Oh, must have.
Besides the income, of course, because we know how you both feel about that. But Tyler is saying favorable conditions are very important to him. And if conditions are not important, he is not taking that job.
Like comfortability and the people around me, because I can't work in an uncomfortable environment like for so long. Like I can for a little bit, but for so long, like for me to say like this is what I'm doing, I can't do it. Like I can't work in an uncomfortable environment. But and people around me, I can't work around people who like is just dead like around me. Like I just have to work around like-minded people around me, and everything's gonna be good.
Everything, wow,
that's true. I agree.
You're so young, right, Reese?
Listen, I'm just listening to them, and I'm gonna in 5 years. We're going to show Dimitri this tape.
They're so young and beautiful, beautiful minds. Yeah, we'll check back with them later. I'm going to tell you guys something. And I know Tyler has to go too. When I was younger and I had this job, let me tell you, I worked with this company, and I had one of the bosses, my direct boss that I had. Oh, man. That person used to go into my emails and read my emails, change stuff, forward stuff according to how they felt about stuff, and do all of this stuff. And by the time I get to work, sometimes everything would be changed. Everything is different. Instructions to my staff would change. All of this stuff. And it was driving me crazy for the longest time. It was such an uncomfortable environment. It was torturous for the longest time. So I guess, you know, but again, I had responsibilities, I had bills, I had things to do that I couldn't just say stop, drop, and roll, peace out.
Now that does play a big part. Responsibility is like a big factor in today's world and Gen Z, because we don't have a lot of responsibilities as of right now,
right? So
just say we can't just up and leave and not worry about rent at the end of the day. So I do agree on that, but I feel as if once we are in the real world and we do meet rock bottom and meet the actual wall, I feel like we're gonna have to go out there and actually like be uncomfortable for a little bit and do stuff we want. Like I understand like being uncomfortable for a little bit. Like I do understand like the whole work thing. But I feel as if it's like doing it like a whole long time, I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
Gotcha. And with that, I really, really appreciate you guys really just laying it on the line, telling us how you feel about it. And everybody else, listen, that's the difference between Gen Z, the younger ones, and, you know, because they're still young, 19, 20. They still got a ways to go. They're still young. But I thoroughly, and Caden, thank you so much for calling in and joining in the discussion. Next time, just hop on the Zoom with us, all right? Because I would love to hear everything that you have to say. You could turn your camera off like Tyler did today, just so we know how you feel about it as well. So thank you for calling and joining in. And thank you so much, Tyler. Thank you, Dimitri. Oh, I love you guys' energy today. I appreciate you.
No problem.
All righty. See you guys later.
Bye-bye. All right. Take care, guys.
Bye. Girl. So, Miss Reese.
Come get my child, please.
What?
Come get my child, Dimitri.
Oh, my goodness. Dimitri had me rolling. Dimitri and Tyler, they're funny. And Caden, I couldn't hear everything that Caden was saying, unfortunately. I don't know if it's my setup, but I heard some of what he was saying, and I really appreciate him calling in. So, Caden, I know you're listening, so thank you. And next time we'll have you hop on the Zoom with us.
Have them back on again. We have.
Yes, of course. Of course. We love chatting with them.
Money.
So thanks, everybody. But, you know, like I said, if you're a company and you're looking to hire going forward, you're looking for the Gen Zs from now on. You're looking for Gen Zs because you're not necessarily looking to hire right now older generations, etc., coming new into the workplace. And that's not to say there aren't any coming in, because, of course, we are still. But take note, because the work world has changed. Yes. And you will have to accommodate your Gen Zers.
Yeah. Yep. This was a very interesting topic show today. Yes.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. All right. So thank you, everybody.
For those who were, you know, who came in and, you know, joined the show, and I hope you guys had fun as much as I did listening to these Gen Zers, you know. So, yeah, check us. We are back here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So,
that's right. And our new online radio station is called Good Vibes Radio. And you're going to be hearing a lot more. And like I said earlier, you know, tune in at any time. And there are different time slots, you different DJs at different times. Our show is on Tuesday nights. So join us here to listen to us chit chat. And we talk about different topics, as you already know. And if you're new to us, just welcome. We love you guys here. We love to chat. Send us your comments. We're going to get the kinks worked out because today was our first day back on Good Vibes Radio. So we have some kinks to work out.
For some reason, my mic is low. I think I need a new mic or something. But hey, hopefully we'll get this fixed by the next show. All right. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining us.
Yes. And as usual, as I always say before we go out, this is the show called Let's Connect. It's the show where you find
more compassion,
more empathy, and
less
judgment. Thank you, everybody. We love you. And make sure that you check this out, to the show topic. You will find it on YouTube. Yeah. So you go out there. It's on our Let's Connect. And that's connect with a K on YouTube. And when you go out to YouTube, everybody, what do we want them to do, Reese?
I want you to subscribe to the channel so that when our episodes drop, you'll be notified by that. What is it?
Huh?
I said they'll be notified when our episode drops.
That's right. So make sure that you're liking it and you're sharing it, because that's what's so important. That's what YouTube looks at. They look at the interaction that you have with us. Leave us comments and questions and whatever you want. Just interact with us, okay? So YouTube knows that we have real people who are checking us out. So go out on our YouTube channel and check out the show later on and share it with somebody else. We love you guys, and we will see you right here next week, Tuesday. Bye-bye.